And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're on the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to a busy Fisherman's Landing here in San Diego. Hey, we have a great couple of guests here, Lyle Belquist and Alanis Adele from, they're fisheries biologists, and they've got all kinds of great information about tuna, calico bass, swordfish, and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great time this morning talking fishing. Boy, you were right when you mentioned it was a busy morning down here at the world headquarters overlooking Fisherman's Landing. Boy, every boat backing back in from great fishing, pulling out all the long-range fleets in, and day-and-a-half guys in this morning. It is a buzz of fishing
right now. Busy morning for sure. And we just watched the Royal Star back in. We had Brian Sims yesterday, of course, on the show.
That was fun.
Talking about all that great fishing. I was watching them unload some of that yellowtail he was talking about from Alejo's. Big ones.
They weren't kidding when they said that it's a true 30-pound average. I mean, you look at 30-pounder is such a goal. I mean, often a personal best goal for everybody in yellowtail.
That's a big
and like
yellow.
Everyone those guys were throwing into the fisherman's processing slush bins were 35, 30, 40, 50. It was like, oh, my God.
And I saw some big tuna going in there, too. Yeah. So they had a good trip. And
some good fishing going
on. Yeah, it's fun coming down here. If you can't go fishing, it's always fun coming down to watch the long-range boats unload down here at Fisherman's Landing. But we've got a great couple of guests.
Yeah.
They're with us via phone this morning. Lyle and Elena, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Hey, great. We're going to be technologically a little bit challenged here with the phone, but we'll make sure it works. So, first of all, Lyle, tell us what you do.
I am a fishery scientist with the Nature Conservancy. I'm based at Scripps Institution of Oceanography. I've been working on the UCSD campus there for about the last 10 years. I did my graduate work at Scripps, did my PhD there, and worked at NOAA for a little while, which is the Federal Fisheries Management Agency. Some people don't realize we have two fisheries management agencies. We have state and federal. The state is California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and the federal is NOAA. I worked for NOAA for a little while, and now I've been at the Nature Conservancy for about 3.5 years, working on mostly California fisheries, but some fisheries issues in other parts of the world as well. It's been great.
That's awesome, Lyle.
So tell us what the Nature Conservancy, when you say the Nature Conservancy, like red flags go up, and it's like, wait a minute, is that the enemy?
It is the first thing that comes to your mind, for sure.
Yeah, so are they the enemy?
No, not at all. You know, when I first applied for the position a few years ago, I didn't really know what to think of TNC either, just because I wasn't too familiar with the work they've done in fisheries. But I sort of took a step back and I did my homework and I asked around both in the science community and in the fishing community, and all of the feedback I got was nothing but positive. TNC is a very collaborative institution by nature. It's science driven, and one of the main goals we have in working on fisheries projects is working directly with fishing communities and fishermen. And I grew up in Southern California. I'm a lifelong fisherman and hunter and diver and surfer. I've been, you know, neck deep in all things ocean my entire life, and I've been going out on the sport boats since I was a kid. So I have that.
So you're
that
on our
local
side.
Fishing
Lyle's
background.
that's the point.
Yeah.
So and then of course your wife Elena, who of course you met working in this world. Good morning, Elena.
Hi, Pete. How are you?
Great to have you on the show again. And of course, tell us what you do.
Well, I work for SAC, so I work with Ken Frankie at the Sport Fishing Association of California, and I've been there since 2013. I moved to San Diego a little bit before that and did grad school at Scripps Institution of Oceanography and looked at some economics of the kelp bass fishery, and that's how I met Ken, and I was hired in 2013, and I work as a scientific contractor now with SAC. So I focus my efforts on looking for opportunities for the CPFV fleet to engage with fisheries researchers and fisheries managers and filling critical data gaps. So I work with NOAA a significant amount on the Department of Fish and Wildlife, you know, academic institutions like Scripps. And right now, a lot of my work is focused on collecting tuna data. So, yeah, it's been a really, really amazing, amazing time working at SAC. I've learned an incredible amount, and I'm just really, really grateful. It's a really, really amazing fleet to work for.
Elena, such the great connection between our sport boat fleet and, you know, and others, you know, people of science. You know, we'll always hear, like, there's such that frustrating thing in the fishing community when they say there's no bluefin around, and the sport boats say it's the best we've ever seen it. Well, Elena's that scientific connection between those that, you know, gets this data from all of these guys that are out there. So when sometimes research samples would maybe otherwise be smaller, she's able to tap into all of these guys that are out there all the time and get the data that the fishermen are seeing, you know, which, whether good, bad, or indifferent, is, you know, is some very real-world stuff. And she's for sure such an awesome, you know, member of our team.
Yeah. So, Elena, are you seeing what Rick's talking about? Is there's more of an abundance than they thought there was at this point?
Yeah. So, like Rick was saying, SAC is, we completely support science-based management and science-based decision-making, and that's why, you know, kudos to SAC for hiring me several years ago now. And what we've seen, so the IETTC just released their most recent bluefin tuna stock assessment, and there was another slight increase in spawning stock biomass. So the health of the stock is moving in the right direction. The data that we've collected over the last six seasons is being incorporated into that stock assessment. So, yeah, we are seeing recovery. It's going to take time, but it's moving in the right direction.
That's good news. Now, Lyle, what about the calico bass fishery? I know you've spent a lot of time working on the calico bass fishery, and it just seems like things are good right now. Well, tell us about it.
Things are phenomenal in the calico fishery, and that's a really good point worth mentioning, whether we're talking about tuna or calicot or calicos. Fisheries are pretty resilient. If we design our fisheries management systems based on the best available science, fisheries can bounce back really quickly. And in the case of tuna, that's happening right now. In the case of calicot over the last 15 years, that's happened a lot. And in the case of calicos, just in the last
handful of years. Like the minimum size limits and the bag limits were recently changed in 2013. And in that amount of time, I know when size limits get increased, it's tougher on the fleet on a short-term basis because we end up having to throw back a lot of fish because a lot of fish are shorts until they get big enough. But if we can just, you know, hold out for that period and wait for those fish to grow, it's so much better for the fishery. And now we are seeing the just explosive signs of that. The calico fishery is the best I've ever seen right now.
That's so cool.
You know, and does that prove, without a shadow of a doubt, that reducing the bag limit and increasing the size limit had a lot to do with that?
Absolutely had a lot to do with it. So when the size limit was originally 12 inches, the calicos were, gosh, how old were they at that time? Their age at maturity is about 3 years old. And so when they were 12 inches long, they were about about 4 years old-ish. But when they bumped it up to a 14-inch minimum size limit, that age at the minimum size increased to 8 years. So they went from about 4 years old when you could catch them and keep them to now 8 years old, which means they've had four additional years to spawn out in the ocean.
Wow,
and the amount of the degree of reproductive potential that has been gained by increasing the minimum size limit is just massive. And catching a bunch of 14-inch fish all day long instead of 12-inch is not a bad thing either. So
yeah, that's for sure. No idea. There's 4 years difference between a 12-inch and a 14-inch calico.
Yeah. So calicos, they grow pretty quickly in the first few years of their lives, but then like most fish, it slows down quite a bit. So calicos and sand bass have pretty similar growth rates. Spotties have much slower growth rates. Obviously, they don't get nearly as big as you guys know. So, a 14-inch spotty, I was pretty surprised when they increased the minimum size limit for spotties as well. They just kind of got lumped in all three. But a 14-inch spotty is well over 15 years old, according to
the data. Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's impressive. And you don't see a lot of 14-inch spotties. That's a big spotty.
Yeah, that is a good-sized spotty. I mean, you find them here and there, but much bigger than that, they're a lot more rare.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So how are you doing these studies? How do you perform and know all this stuff about calico bass and sand bass and spotted bay bass?
Great question. So a lot of the most useful information that we get is directly from the fleet. It's the catch data that that the party boats and the private boaters generate. So just recently, and actually I should let Elena tell this story. It's really cool. But just recently, the entire SAC fleet transitioned from paper logbooks to electronic logbooks. And some people don't realize this. Anytime you go out on a trip, the boat is required to count the number of all the species that they catch on a given trip, and they report it for the fish counts. You know, you go on sportfishingreport.com and check out the fish counts, or call in the landings, or go to the landings websites and try to get an idea of how many fish are being caught in any given time, which is awesome. But that information also goes to CDFW's central database of the amount of fish that gets caught, and we use it overall in a monthly and an annual sense to understand what the trends over space and time are doing, and that helps us understand the health of the fishery in ways that we wouldn't be able to otherwise. So there's two types of data that go into management of any given fishery. There's fisheries-dependent data, which is all the data around the fish that we catch, how much we catch, how big the fish are, et cetera. And then there's fisheries-independent data, which is all the population-level data that we can get that helps us understand how many fish are actually out there. So sometimes that's ROV data or scuba survey data or ichthyoplankton, like larval fish data. So when we incorporate, when we have both fisheries-dependent and fisheries-independent data combined, we can understand not only what's going on with the fishery, but also what's going on with the population itself. And when you have strong data sources over long time periods in both of those two kind of data categories, you can manage species and fisheries really well.
Cool. Well, so, Elena, how does that, those electronic logbooks are a California Fish and Wildlife thing. What about the amount of fish that are being caught in Mexican waters? Are those kept track of by this Sport Fishing Association of California boats too?
Yeah, so Mexico requires that we also provide them a logbook data. It's a requirement of Mexico. So we've got the California logbooks, which have been around for since about 2015. The department decided to switch from paper to electronic, and we were hand in hand with the department at the time. We secured a significant amount of grant money and purchased tablets for every single CPFV, and then went up and down the coast and met with every single captain of every single boat and trained them on how to use the new electronic logbook, and even set some of them up with email and some pretty basic things. And so, you know, it was no small feat, but we did it. And we're here to support them, you know, continually. Since then, we provide, you know, IT support and things like that. But it's, you know, it makes the data significantly more, you know, real time. There were, you know, up to a year-long lags before in terms of people turning in their paper logbooks and then the state keying the information. So you were managing fisheries on one-year-old data, which obviously you can understand why there's problems with that. So we've got the California logbooks, and then Mexico receives that information as well. So, yeah, like Lyle said, it's a critical source of fisheries-dependent data, and we're really happy to work with the state and make it as effective as possible.
Wow, good stuff. So, Lyle, you in previous talks, we've talked about swordfish. You're working on some swordfish data now?
Oh, my gosh. We have a really exciting project that's been going on for a few years. As you guys know, swordfish are one of our most iconic fisheries, not just in California, but on the West Coast and all over the world. I mean, swordfish live globally in just about every ocean. You know, in the U.S. alone, we eat roughly around 20 million pounds of swordfish in total, which is a massive amount. It has a long history. Even in California, it's just really cool to read about, you know, guys going out and catching swordfish 50, 70, 80, 90 years ago. And as you probably know, there are three main conventional gear types that have been used in the swordfish fishery: harpoon, gill net, and longline. And the harpoon fishery has just been really, really neat to learn about over the years. But only a few guys do it anymore. There's not too many harpooners that are still in operation. And a few years back, the longline fishery was banned because of bycatch concerns with sea turtles. Longline was reinstituted in Hawaii. They used to use J-hooks and squid for bait on their longlines, and they ended up getting a lot of sea turtles. But when Hawaii said, okay, we need to switch to circle hooks and mackerel for bait, they caught a lot less. So they were able to reduce bycatch quite a bit. Longline in the California fleet is still banned. So the primary gear type used in California is the drift gill net. Now, the California swordfish fishery is arguably one of the best managed in the world, but obviously there's a lot of bycatch risk associated with drift gill nets because they're just giant nets set out in the open ocean, and pretty much anything that swims through that fence can potentially get entangled. So that's an issue, and it's a risk that is one of the reasons behind why we wanted to work collaboratively with other scientists and the fishing community to create new gear types that we could that would allow us to target swordfish but also minimize bycatch at the same time. So you guys know Scooch and Chugy over at Pier. We've been working with them for several years now, developing what's called deep set buoy gear. And some of your listeners may be familiar with this. It's been gaining traction for the last few years now. And essentially what it is it's a gear type with not very many hooks on it at all that is set in very deep water during the daytime. So that brings up swordfish diving behavior and all pelagic species diving behavior in general. Most pelagic fishes, tunas, sharks, billfish, they spend a lot of their time up at the surface, but when they feed, they make deep diving excursions down to varying depths, depending on the species and depending on the region. Yellowfin, for example, dive down just to relatively shallow depths. They tend to stay towards the surface of the water column all the time. Bluefin dive and big eye dive a lot deeper, but swordfish have an amazing adaptation that allows them to dive to incredibly deep depths to feed in waters where there's literally no light at all. Swordfish have an internal physiology that allows them to keep certain parts of their body warmer, actually, so those parts of their body can function. So if you were to dissect a swordfish and look at the area around its brain and its eyeballs in particular, they can keep their brain and their eyes much warmer than ambient conditions. So when they dive down to 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 feet deep, they can still see and they can still function and they can still feed before they die, before they come back up to the surface. And a lot of times when we see swordfish up on the surface, we say they're basking on the surface because that's kind of what it looks like they're doing. They're not super active. Their dorsal fin may be sticking out of the water and they're just cruising along really mellow. What they're doing is just warming up from the previous feeding dive that they just went on so they can get their body back up to temperature so they can do another dive again. And
wow, this is so cool. Lyle, this is awesome.
Yeah. It's really neat. And the drift gillnet fishery, they set their nets up on the surface at nighttime because at night, all of these pelagic species hang up in the surface waters where it's a little bit warmer. But then in the daytime, that's when they do all their feeding dives down into deeper water. So with this deep set buoy gear that Pier has developed, the Flager Institute, in collaboration with the fleet, they've been able to figure out how to target swordfish in deep water and eliminate all the bycatch associated with other species up in the shallows. So they can drop their hooks below everything they don't want and just target swordfish. And the results have been phenomenal. I think the looking back on the latest numbers, the swordfish catch rates are about 80%, and then the other species they catch are also marketable. They catch opa and they catch big eye thresher. And between those three species, that makes up like 99% of what gets caught with deep set buoy gear. So it's just been amazingly successful. They've been training commercial fishermen.
Great. Wow. Well, so much to talk about here with Lyle
awesome.
And Elena. Fisheries biologist, is that how you classify yourself? Fisheries biologist, scientist, or what? How can we classify? If we had to put a label on you, what would we say?
You can call us fisheries biologists. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Very good.
We call him Lyle.
Yeah, Lyle. We call Lyle.
Or you can call him.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about. We've just scratched the surface of the knowledge.
Yeah, what a great opportunity to have these two on the air with us. And so much to cover from inshore to offshore to bass fishing and sword fishing. It's going to be a great show with lots of information. And better than anything, we want to hear from you. If you want to join us, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, ask a question, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only is that going to be your opportunity to talk to Elena, talk to Lyle, it's also going to be a shot at winning a great prize. Check this out. At the end of the show today, one lucky caller is going to get to win a full-day trip going fishing on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. You're going to get a chance to get in on that great fishing that the San Diego's had. Captain Matt Brawla, Captain Ryan Boschian have just been putting up some awesome, awesome fishing in that full-day range. And someone's going to get to go. Again, if you want to get your shot at that great trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to Lyle and Elena, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning, talking fishing, talking fun. And speaking of fishing and fun, we should head down south, man. A spot that's always fun and got great fishing, and that's down at Rancho Leonero. Our great buddy John Ireland is standing by. Hi, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hello, Pete. Hello,
Hey, Jeff. John.
Another good week, guys. Another good
I like
week
it.
Yeah. With the exception of actually Thursday and Friday, it was a little windy. All the fishing days were very, very good. Like I said, a lot like last week. Water temps all over the board. It's much warmer than normal, 84 to 88 degrees. 88-degree water is north of Pescadero, up towards La Paz, and the cooler water is south of Fraley. So it's kind of a mixed bag. The wind kind of turned it around a little bit. But, again, real warm water, and it affected the fishing some both Thursday and Friday, but it picked right back up yesterday. And all early in the week, very, very good. A lot of yellowfin. Yellowfin 10 to 30 miles off, due east. And from football size to 100-pounders, I got shark bit on a good 100-pounder that took
I saw that. That was something.
Yeah, a lot of sharks this year. I don't know what's going on. More than we've had in the past, for sure. I think it's the second one in 4 years I've ever had had shark take my fish, but made for a good photo anyway. Anyway, lots of yellowfin around, and they're under pods of porpoise, and there's many pods out there, and most of them are holding the tunas, so there's a lot of yellowfin around out there. And the guys, are when they're getting on them, mostly are limiting. And it depends on the size of fish, like I say. It depends on which school you get on, but very, very good yellowfin fishing. Same thing with the striped marlin. They're off the bump there in front of La Rivera, which is pretty much normal, but they're out mixed in the same areas as the tuna. We had one boat actually released 15 marlin in one day, believe it or not.
Jeez.
Yeah, a lot of pulling going on there for sure. The big rooster fish are still around. They're off of the lighthouse there on the Rincon side, you know, close to the beach, right around the point. They're hanging and live bait's best for them, live caballito, big fish to 80 pounds, you know, 40, 50 pounders are common. And that's about the average fish, real, real big rooster fish. Dorado, they're picking some big bulls up off of the shark boys off the Pescadero, and occasionally on the marlin lures when they're trolling around outside or on the ballyhoo, but very few of those. And when they are coming in, they're big fish to Dorado. Overall, it's almost exactly like last week, and very, very good fishing still, guys. That's
sounds
for sure.
Great, John. Sounds great. Now, what about you opening flying down there and stuff like that? Safety and all that. You guys are open and actually pretty busy, right?
Yeah, we are. You know, they got us at 30% occupancy, but we're doing that without any problem at all. And we're sending out. That's just week. We've sent out. Our most boats we sent out one day was 13. We sent out 9 today, and. That's been, you know, for 30% occupancy, that's pretty good for us. I was really surprised at how quickly we got back in gear here in July. You know, everybody's anxious to get out and get back on the water. So that's the good news for sure. And the fish are cooperating, that's for sure.
That's awesome, sure. John.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, it's a great time to head for Rancho Leonero. I can picture myself having a margarita at the bar right
with
now.
You, buddy.
Hey, if somebody wants to come down to ranch, I make reservations. Get on down there. How do we do it?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com. And I might mention, you know, that it's cake. It's really good. Whether you're flying from Los Angeles, we had some guys in from Baltimore that flew in. There's absolutely no problem flying in at all. I go back and forth out of Tijuana and extremely reasonable airfares too, you know, less than $100 each way for sure all day long on Valaris. So it's a good time to come down and take advantage of this great fishing for sure.
Indeed.
Great time, great fishing, great airfare. There is no reason not to go to the ranch right now. John, we're stoked. I'm ready to go, man. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will, gentlemen. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Lionel and Elena, so let's jump into it.
Literally every single phone line is full. When you want to get your shot, it's 833-288-0973. Let's start it off with Dan, who's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. I'm actually down here at Rancho Leonero.
You are? Okay, right on.
I just got through talking with John. We were having breakfast, and this place is amazing. It's everything that it was advertised to be. We had Gabby and Eddie and Fernando. I mean, they took care of us like we were kings down here. We had Hector out on the boat. And the day, like you said, Thursday, when they shut everything down, they wouldn't let us out to fish. We went out on ATVs, and we went up and down the beach. We had a blast. So this is,
that is,
I mean,
so cool.
If you haven't come down here, this is the place to come to.
Yeah, and how about getting down there, Dan? I mean, flight's plenty easy, the drive-in, just all the same. Everything is advertised,
yeah,
that John was saying?
Oh, exactly. We went out of CVX. I mean, we walked right in. The longest wait we had was that we got down there probably too early, and we just had to sit around and wait for our plane, but just really easy. I mean, we walked
right in,
got right on the plane, no problems whatsoever. I mean, I don't understand why they don't open up to 100% occupancy here, because, I mean, there's no problems at all here.
That's awesome.
Well, so glad to hear that.
Glad you had such a good time, Dan, and enjoy yourself. Is that your first time at Rancho Leonero?
Yeah, it's our first time here. I got my son and good friend Brian here with us, and unfortunately we leave today, but gosh, if that stupid hurricane wouldn't have turned over the water, it would have been a lot. I mean, it was just a blast. We got a marlin yesterday, and we almost ran it over coming in, and Hector stopped and we hooked up right away. It was a blast.
How cool.
Awesome. Well, glad you had such a good trip to Rancho Leonero, Dan. Safe travels home. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into him. Talk to Brian. He's calling us from Harupa Valley this morning. What's up, Brian? Welcome to the show.
Morning, everyone. I just had a question about the calico bass fishery. I'm glad about the size limit and the bag limit, but I was just wondering about a slot limit and if that would be beneficial for the fishery, you know, to keep a bigger size fish in the you know, for breeding purposes.
Lyle?
Great question. Yeah, great question. That's something folks have talked about a lot. Slot limits are really effective. If you want to protect the younger fish that are just coming into the spawning stock, and the older fish that have the highest reproductive output, that is a really good way to go. The department in the entire state of California, the only species that has a slot limit is, I think you're allowed to keep one sturgeon up in the Bay Area and it has a slot limit. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's something we could do more of, and we probably should, and calicos would be a great candidate for that. But, you know, getting new regs in place is a long process. It takes a lot of discussions and a lot of science. I think the science is there to support it, but, you know, the policy processes just move slowly. And if it's something that the entire fishing community wanted to get behind and they spoke up and they said, this is what we want, I think the department would be responsive.
That's cool.
Yeah, well said.
Hey, so, at what size should we, as responsible anglers, let calicos go?
That's a good question.
Well, the minimum size limit right now is pretty good. It gives them 4 years to spawn, and calicos spawn multiple times in a year. So, you know, when it was 12 inches, it was only giving them maybe a year, maybe less than a year to spawn, and that is – that's pushing it. But now that they have 4 years, I feel pretty good about 14 inches. I think that's a great minimum size limit.
Yeah. But I mean, on the upper end. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. On the upper end. You know, probably as fish get bigger, they become more fecund, meaning they have more eggs in their body, but at an exponential rate. And not only does a 4 pound calico has many, many, many more times eggs than a 1 pound calico, for example. Not only do they have more eggs, the eggs that they do have are much healthier. So those large fish are really important. You know, I think the fish in the 14 to 18 inch range, 14 to 17 inch range, are something that I would keep. And anything over that, anything over, you know, maybe 4 pounds, I would release. Just that's my own personal preference. But that's about where I would be.
How old is a 5 pound calico?
You got to make me go back and look at all my growth curves on these species. Well, let's see. A 14-inch fish is 8 years old. That's probably 14-inch fish, probably about a pound and a half or so. 5 pound calico. Let's see. The oldest calico that's ever been aged is 34,
wow.
And they probably get older than that. So a 5 pounder is probably 15 years, something like that. 14, okay. 15 years.
Wow. That's right. Wild.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about we jump right back into them? We're going to talk to Mark. Mark's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Mark?
Hey, that's pretty wild about them swordfish. They can go down the depths of, you know, and then come back right up the and change themselves out. That's wild.
Yeah.
My question is, are you the same people that go on the boats? I see you all the time when I'm on a fishing boat, and they're taking notes, and they ask you, "Well, can we take down measurements of your fish and everything?"
No. So those are the SURF's data collectors for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. They have a program called the California Recreational Fisheries Survey, where they employ data collection researchers to go to the launch ramps, the docks, the landings, and sometimes they go out on trips, and they do that to count the number of fish that people are catching and to measure the size of fish that people are catching, which is really important. Knowing the size of fish is critically important to effectively managing a fishery. If you know you have a lot of young fish and a lot of middle-aged fish and a lot of old fish in a given fishery that are being caught and in the population, then you've got a pretty healthy situation. And the way you do that is by collecting data about the size structure. And so that's what they're doing.
Gotcha. All right. Good question, Mark. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got catch reports coming up, more of your phone calls, and more great info with Lyle and Elena. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
It's time to talk about great fishing, and you know where it's always biting, right?
I do. Yeah. Poiloma Seafoods, yeah, man. That's the spot it's always at.
Yeah.
It's a short walk from where I work every day. We hit at Poiloma Seafoods at least one or two days a week, yeah. And it's the freshest thing in town for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
That case blows me away every time I walk into Poiloma Seafoods.
How do they do it? The fresh fish that they get, the array of fresh fish, and every day is different. You might find, you know, white sea bass, fresh king salmon, yellowtail, bluefin tuna, halibut, and from all over the finest fisheries in the western United States.
That's the thing, that, you know, they handpick their fish every day based on what is right. You know, they don't have like a target goal. We have to have this in the case. They go through, and whatever's right for their customers, they pick it. And that's why it's always the best.
Yeah. Lunch, dinner, whatever it is, Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Cedrus Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool, fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands, and the Baja Coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing.
Indeed. All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
That sounds good to me. It's time for a catch report. Today, that's sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, but if you're a private boater and you got one of these big bluefins, you just owe it to yourself to give that premium fish the premium processing that's afforded by only the guys at Fisherman's Processing. Nobody does it better than Raymond and Sean and the gang. With Fish Pros, the market as well, you can purchase fresh fish. You can get smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. It's all available at their Liberty Station location, and do not forget that new amazing poke kit. You can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. All right, let's find out what's going on the water. Our man, Captain Brian Woolley of Dana War Sport Fishing's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going this morning?
It's going really good. Some good fishing up and down the beach and wanting to hear about Dana Wharf.
Yeah, you know, we had a great week pretty much across the board for us. You know, we had boats spread out all over the place this week. Along the coast here, starting off, you know, the three-quarter day and the half-day zones, it's been fantastic calico bass action, and it's been good in a lot of different areas. You know, we've got spots with kelp that have been biting really good. We've got some big hard bottom spots that, you know, devoid of kelp that's been biting. It's been a nice mix of areas that's been productive, which is good to see. You know, we've got a lot of good water and some current to work with, so everything's been kind of productive. So we've also, though, I got to put this out there because this has been the key. It's we've had a fantastic mix of anchovy and sardine for bait. You know, our bait has been phenomenal. So that's the driving force there, no doubt.
Magic.
So
it's amazing what sprinkling a little chove will do to that calico bass fishing.
Totally. I mean, it's magic, no doubt. And it's, gosh, man, it's a beautiful bait. It's perfect. So we couldn't ask for a better mix. So that fly line bait, obviously fish good. But, again, like you said, with that anchovy, we're getting that fish up. Guys catching on the surface iron, on the hard jerk baits, the rubber lures, it's all been productive. Across the channel over there at the islands, Clementi in particular, the Fury has kept the pressure on the yellows over there. He's had some great days over there, you know, 30, 40, 50 fish days over there this week on that yellowtail. And so, again, the bait has been the best, but the close second has been, you know, the jig, the yo-yo jig and the surface iron. And then they've had plenty of other fish on top of that, you know, sheephead, whitefish, bass to go on top of that yellowtail. And we've had a couple boats at Catalina this week, too. Some nice shots at some yellowtail over there with the proper current over there and the conditions lining up. The yellow has been roaming around. It's pretty much been sonar school fish, you know, not real visual stuff on the surface. So it's been kind of a get on it and get a quick hit before you get invaded by the sea lions to kind of push that stuff down and away. And then some good bass fishing if you can get on a better part of the island with a little bit of current and things like that. And then finally stretching it out even a little bit further offshore, the Lexi. Captain Christian, man, that guy's just been grinding. Either he's at Clementi or he's offshore, you know, flying the kite, trying to catch that bluefin. And he's made a couple catches this week on that bluefin. I think he had some fish Thursday and Friday, keeping his passengers happy. And I think that fish, some of that fish is well over 100 pounds for his guys. So it's just we've been across the board. Local, at the islands, and offshore. So things are hitting here. If you guys want to hop on a trip with us, certainly call the landing, make your reservations. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, check us out on the web. And, you know, there's openings. I know Christian does have some dates. If you guys wanted to get out there and try and catch a bluefin with him, the six-pack boats do have some spots. So certainly give that a thought because it's, you know, now's
it's
the time.
On, so, yeah. It's on.
What's the grade of that San Clemente yellowtail you guys have been catching, Willie?
So it's varied from day to day, talking with Captain Marcus there. So some of that stuff's like that 12 to 20, and then there's some stuff, you know, pushing 30. So
Jeez, how cool.
Sounds like fun. Well, Captain Brian Willie, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, thanks a lot for the call, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys, thanks for that. Take care.
All right, appreciate it very much. While we're standing by for Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru, let's go ahead and jump to those jam-packed phones, Rick.
That sounds
Lyle and Elena are standing by.
Yeah, that sounds great. Bill in Mission Viejo has been patiently waiting. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Got a quick question. I have a son who's going to be a senior in high school and has ambitions to be a marine biology. And so my question is what college or university should he be looking at? As far as being a marine biologist, are you a marine biologist first and then go for a master's in fisheries biology, or how does that work in the education part of it all?
What a great question.
Yeah.
Great question. In terms of the institutions, there are so many good ones. I guess the first thing you want to do is decide whether or not you'd like them to go in-state versus out-of-state. There are pros and cons of both of those. But assuming that you're interested in California universities, you have a ton to choose from. Just in our neighborhood, San Diego State has a marine lab that is top-notch. UC San Diego obviously has Scripps Institution of Oceanography that's world-class. UC Santa Barbara has a phenomenal program. California State Long Beach has a really cool program. That's where I did my master's degree. They have a shark and fisheries research lab there that does a lot of tagging work. That's just the Southern California institutions. There are others as well. But you could go all the way up to Humboldt, which has an actual fisheries biology and fisheries management degree that is highly respected in the fisheries management community. So I would recommend that. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, Bodega Marine Lab. You have a ton. So if you just do a quick search for California Marine Research Institutions, all of these different ones will pop up, and there's really no wrong answer. You can get a sense of what each of the institutions specializes in. For example, like I said, Humboldt has a fisheries focus, whereas UC Santa Barbara has more of an ecology and evolution focus. So it just depends on what your child's interests are and where he or she may want to go. Could be guided based on that.
Fantastic. And normally you would figure that out in your undergrad. So you would probably go into your undergrad and do something like general biology. I did an environmental science and geography degree, so I knew I wanted to work in the natural world. And then you kind of, when I went and did my master's, and you kind of get a little bit more specialized as you move further down your educational, career. And don't forget the Canadian universities, where I did my undergrad. There's the University of British Columbia, Simon Fraser University, University of Victoria. They tuition is significantly less, and they have very, very reputable fisheries and marine biology programs as well.
Oh, that's a great call.
Good, really good call, for sure. And so he would start out as just a general biology degree or a marine biology degree, and then in his graduate work, master's, PhD, whatever, that's where he'd specialize in fisheries or something like that. Is that what you guys are saying?
Yeah, you wouldn't be going really into your first year of your undergrad with a fisheries focus. It would be a more general biology degree, so that you could, to sort of see what you like. Do you want to study, dolphins, or do you want to study coral reefs, or do you want to study kelp bass? And, would spend 4 years sort of doing a degree where you could kind of figure that out.
There are a couple universities where you can do fishery-specific work from right out of the gate. Humboldt is one, University of Washington is one, UW, but those are fewer.
Gotcha.
Got it.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including we're going to wrap up with our catch report, find out what's biting from our man, Gundy Gunderson. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hi there, I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at FastlaneKayaking.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet
including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.